And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
Cormier Sandin,
and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by
Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sport fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. It's becoming tradition. It's Rick and Corey. We're just hanging out with you, talking fishing, man. We're going to have a lot of fun talking what you want to talk about, telling story, taking your phone calls, answering your questions, and just having a great time. There's no guests. It's just Corey and I having fun with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to a great one. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, just one of those fun shows, Rick, where we get to share a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very much looking forward to it. And these are kind of becoming tradition. Pete, obviously out of town. Pete is down on our big fall spectacular Palma de Cortez fun trip tournament. Fantastically attended tournament with everything going on down there. I know they got a bunch of boats, and we're looking forward to hearing from Pete later on in the show. He slid down a couple days ago to kind of get things warmed up with his crew of tournament committee buddies, and they're going to be having a great time down there. October, such a good time to be fishing at Palmas. But, man, talking about good fishing, this is it. It's the fall, and there's certainly good fishing to be had all over the place. And, Corey, I know you have been very, very busy fishing and traveling, and this is just, as you always say, this is good times.
It is, you know, and like you said, this time of the year with the fall and in October, I reserve those dates, you know, for fishing Cedros Island, fished with Jeff. I just got back yesterday, after eight, nine days.
That's a long time.
Dude, let me tell you, I'm a little sore. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's very, very, very good yellowtail fishing. pretty darn good. Good bass fishing and just... Dude, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little worn out, you know? I mean, I'll tell you what makes it nice. He has a new flight that is rock star status.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know? I mean, it's a private flight on a – I don't even want to – I forget the name of the type of prop plane, but it's like a turbo prop. You make it down there so fast, Rick. We met at Fastlane. Katie takes us to the CBX, crossed via the CBX, and – and seriously, once you're in the air, Rick, an hour and 15 minutes.
Come on.
Less.
Like you're flying.
Like we literally, we were up and down on the island in an hour and 8 minutes.
That's great. And this is a Cedros Island fishing charter.
It is. Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, Cedros Island, right there with Jeff and where he has the kayaks. And,
right.
And some of the guys kayak, some... fished out of the Pongas and just, I mean, how much better does it get?
How
you know?
Cool.
So we leave, literally we left and got over 3/4 a day of fishing in the first day.
Your departure day.
Yeah, the departure day, where you would typically not get, where you'd be lucky to get out for a few hours.
In years past, it was very common, you know, when the flights left out of Ensenada and the travel down and all of the things, it was very common for you to arrive late in the afternoon, evening, 4 o'clock, 5
yeah,
o'clock.
Three,
like,
I mean,
that was,
you were hoping
that was kind
for
of the standard.
You were hoping for the 1 p.m., 2 p.m., just so you could get a few hours in.
Sure.
You know? But this way, we left, we were on the island at 9:30.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Rod Ben at 10:30. I mean, but just wrap your mind around that.
That's
one.
That's right.
Know? And there's a lot of yellowtail there right now. I mean, it's just that south end is loaded with like that 12 to 15.
So cool.
You know, like 20-pound. And with Jeff, I mean, you just have to expect you're going to fish areas that – that are a little more remote. He doesn't mind traveling 45 minutes to an hour. You know, we went up and around the north end and on the weather side, and there are a lot of, like, 25 to 30-plus.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of big yellows around that island right now. And the calico fishing, some of the best calico fishing that I had on that trip was literally the last hour and a half. I was fishing with Javier. Javier lives in the Sacramento area.
Okay.
One of those bass heads like myself,
yeah.
You know. And we got on a weedless bite that were the 3 to 5 fish fighting over the fighting over the weedless. You know, they're all over 3 pounds, 3, 4, 5 pounders, and just so much fun, you know.
It gets me so fired up, man.
I know. I love it. And then there's the, like, fishing the area, the hard bottom areas. You know,
okay.
There's a ton of kelp at north end and around the weather side. And there's a lot of kelp but the hard bottom areas, you know, like down at the south end and San Augustine to Punta Colorado, there's a lot of kelp in that zone.
Okay.
But elsewhere, where there used to be kelp and there really isn't, you know, the El Nino we had of 5 years kind of wiped some of that out. But you're fishing a hard jerk bait or swim bait.
Oh, okay.
And it is insane.
Cool sniper jerk bait, Rapal long cast.
Work perfect.
That kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that. Whether it was a bass or whether it was a yellow, I mean, you were on.
Oh, that's cool.
Just having fun. And then we slid off and got on the hard bottom in like 60 to 90 feet with the flat fall jigs.
Okay.
Dude, that was so much fun. I mean, it's just, it was a smorgasbord of everything from sand bass to calico bass. And then all of a sudden you'd hook a 30-pound yellow.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Sheephead and just... just
catching,
a variety.
Catching things every day, different ways, lots of fun.
Never a dull moment.
Cool.
Seriously.
And Jeff does such a good job taking care of everybody down there. Super comfy accommodations, great food, very very private, if that's what you want it to be, meaning your own room, your own bathroom, you know, but also very community, and you feel like you're family, and you feel like you're hanging out with buds. Like, it's very fun community atmosphere, but when you're ready for a little break, you've got your own space to go hang out in.
And that's the cool part of it. I mean, there's six of you total. It's like a...
That's the group.
It's a very small group, intimate, and everybody's got their own room, everybody's got their own bathroom,
yeah.
You know, but there's two rooms that share a mutual bathroom, you know, with a shower, and that's the extent of it, right?
Cool.
So other than that, everybody else has their own bathroom and wood-fired pizzas, you know,
nice.
One night, and just,
cool.
You know, it's a really homey feeling that you're at Jeff's house, literally,
yeah.
You know?
What a fun trip.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Rick.
And so you were down there for two different groups. You know, you flew down with one and then flew home with the second one?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh,
so it was
that's some serious fishing.
A four-day and a five-day.
Yeah.
And the first group, Tim, who listens religiously on the app, really cool. He lives up in Ojai and walks his dogs during the week, you know, and he listens to the show via the app during the week, and
cool.
While he's walking his dog. So it's give him a shout out for sure, Tim and Ojai and Eric, his buddy. You know, it's just really cool.
Yeah, you were just saying during the show or before the show, just what a fun group of guys, and how cool that you guys had such a good fishing too.
Really good fishing.
That's awesome.
You know, I mean, it was just a good mixed bag. You know, and if you want to go like that limit style, 12 to 15, occasional 20 or whatever it might be, you know, there's probably a few bigger ones. You know, you could make mackerel, and you know, if that's what you and your
sure.
buddy on the Ponga wanted to do, make mackerel and spend an hour, whatever you had to do to kind of do that, and go fish at South End. If you want to do that a day or
totally.
2 days, whatever you want to do, but it is just crazy yellowfish. And then Jeff, you know, most of the group wants to just go fish artificial and have fun, and if it's an incidental yellow, if it's a bass, whatever it is.
Do you guys have any of those, you know, the stories you talk about from places like that, fishing with Jeff, you know, big yellow while you're trying to catch calico bass, you know, fishing a weed, let's have a yellow eat it in shallow water or in the kelp, any of those scenarios
trip? Oh, yeah, like the every day, seriously. Every day there was a story that we hooked... The biggest yellow I caught of the trip was in the 30s, and it was literally in, like, 20 feet of water.
Oh, that's so cool.
25 feet of water, and Jeff had probably the biggest yellow of that 8-9 days, and it, 41 something.
Oh, my gosh.
41 pounds, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, kind of crazy, you know, on a jig. And it's kind of crazy. He made out of a hardwood, like a rosewood or a... ironwood.
Uh-huh.
He made his own.
Like carved his own.
Lure. Hard bait.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, with like a through wire. I mean, it's kind of crazy, right? You know, and he had a 41 plus pound yellow. That's a dude that.
That's so cool.
I mean, you know how big that is.
That's
you
a
know?
Real big
Super
one.
Super round, yeah. Just a lot of fun.
How fun. And, you know, the thing that was so cool while you were gone, there has been some. I don't even know what to call it anymore. Like, there was some scores of big fish out, you know, on the Tanner Bank and beyond that were just all time. You know, we talk about the Pacific Queen all the time. Those guys are, you know, major highliners. Big fish have had some amazing scores. They had a trip last week that I mean, I've been working at the Landing now for 25 years. I don't ever remember it happening. They were on a 3-day trip, and they came back in the middle of their trip. Because they filled, you know, after the first night, you know, that crazy nighttime flat fall knife jig fishing that's going on, they filled the boat full. I mean, filled it full, hatched it, hauled ass back to the Landing, met the processors, unloaded all their fish, pinned them down, ran back out to the grounds.
On a three-day. What?
Filled the boat a second time and came back. So they basically unloaded twice on their 3-day trip.
That is crazy.
63 fish over 100 pounds, 25 over 200 pounds.
Whoa.
I mean, I've been on a bunch of 15-day trips to the Hurricane Bank and not had scores close to that. I mean, it's incredible.
And that happened while I was gone.
Yeah. There's just some unbelievable big fish fishing that's still going on out there.
It's crazy.
And kind of catching them all ways. Fly line live baits in the mornings, big, you know, kite bites in the afternoons, and nighttime knife jigs and flat falls. And There's been a really nice influx of Dorado for our full day and overnight guys. So yeah. If you're going to the south, there's some good fishing. If you're going out to the west, there's some great big fish fishing. It's just been a there's been some spectacular fishing, and it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, it's kind of unusual to have the weather we're having, right? So we left Cedros at 80 degrees or whatever, and we actually had to, yesterday morning, we had to kind of divert the plane inland a few miles to get around a rain cloud, you know, and it's kind of weird, right?
It is. There is some significant weather coming our way right now, which is just...
It's unusual.
It is. October is really the month that everybody waits for, because it's traditionally that...
A very calm... Yeah. Yeah, and maybe you have a front come through or two,
sure.
But on the back end would be like a northeast, easterly wind to calm things down, and it's usually just a very... It's the reason that I booked Jeff's place,
right,
for the first part of October, and then Benny, literally, we were getting on the plane. Benny was getting off the plane.
Yeah,
I passed the torch off to Benny, and it's the reason why you choose that time of the year.
It's flat. You know? It's flat and beautiful and Baja and everywhere. Yeah. I mean, this is when we go. So we definitely do have some significant weather that's approaching us, especially the beginning of this next week coming up. But we'll see how that goes. I mean, the volume of fish is so great everywhere. That we're just going to do what we do and see what happens after this gets out of our way. And I don't think, especially after the last few years, you know, our season going into November and even December, I don't see it going away. I just don't. I think that for sure things will probably change and regroup, and who knows what ends up where and all that. But I think we got a lot left of this. I think there's a lot more to come.
Yeah. And so while I was gone, were the full day boats still getting in on that on the Yellowfin Dorado?
Yellowfin has been one of those weird things where it has been very it's been very unpredictable. We had Captain Steve Peterson on, and he was last week was talking about it, that they locate the fish and it's in their zone, and for a couple of days just knock the daylights out of them and some great scores, and everybody's catching it, and this guy's got 50 and these people have 70 and I got 25, you know, that kind of thing. And then 2 days go by and just vanished. And it was on for a couple of days. And then just like a light switch, boom, you know, all the boats caught them again and then vanished again. It's been very ebb and flow so that yellowfin is definitely still a factor in the zone, but way less consistent than you'd like to see it.
Interesting.
More consistent, though, has been a nice influx of Dorado kelps. You know, and there's been some really good scores on Dorado. They've been nice ones, too, like lots of fish in the, you know, in the teens and even some fish in the 20s. I mean, you know, yeah. So there's just been it's been a exciting time when you just don't know what's going to happen, whether you're going to end up fishing tuna. Even that local bluefin has been a thing for the full day guys. So, and that fish has been all the way up to 45 and 50 pounds. So,
crazy. Yeah,
when you go on a trip right now, there's a lot of options that exist. It's just kind of a matter of what the day presents.
That's something we saw down there, too, were a lot of Dorado around the island.
Oh, cool.
Know, very interesting. Like, there was one of the Pongas called us in, and there was... we were the second one on it, and there were a lot of, like, 12 to 15 pounders, you know, just like you're mentioning, like the good ones,
yeah,
you know, like legit. And then
a 6 pound Dorado in your mind looks like it's 12 pounds.
Exactly.
When they actually weigh 12 and 15 pounds, I mean, that's a real one.
They're longer than your leg.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, they're good ones. And then there was like 5 more Pongas that came in on. Everybody hooked up. You know? Yeah, it was kind of neat. And then you're actually fishing a high spot, like we were fishing Punta Colorada. The high spot on the outside, and you see free swimming, Dorado swimming around,
it's
and
so cool.
The flying fish getting scooting along, and it was kind of neat.
Cedros is so cool in that a kelp that's literally, a floating
a
piece
mile.
Of kelp. If that, I mean, you know, like you say, a mile, a half mile off the island, it's, you know.
Just outside the kelp.
Totally.
Yeah,
you could be running from one bass spot to another bass spot, and if you happen to be passing by a big flotsam of kelp, like, there's a very... very fair chance that there's, you know, Dorado swimming on it. It's pretty
it's kind of neat.
It's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have got a great show for you today. There's so much to cover, and literally, as we always say, today's about you. Today's about your questions. If you want to know about tackle, you want to know about tactics at Corey's Fishing the Weedless, gear, this great tuna fishing. I'm excited leaving on the Shogun tomorrow to Guadalupe. If you've got questions, we want to hear from them. We want to hear your stories and just have a great time with you today. It's going to be a lot of fun with just Corey and I. And Corey, we had a great great prize and a lot more fun to come.
Absolutely. And it truly is about you. So give us a shout at 213-432-1090. That's the number here at the studio. And then talk about anything you want to talk about, right? And giving away a cool handmade Anza fillet knife. I mean, nothing more fitting than cleaning your own fish using a handmade Anza fillet knife. And you can also text the show via the app. Go on the app, text the show. Maybe you don't want to wait on hold. And you text a comment, text whatever. And, again, the number, if you want to call in, is 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back. It's Rick and I on Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, arctic grayling, and olivarden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance, staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-dragged two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Tricks are going fast.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hook Up app. And it's shows about you today, man.
Yeah.
What's Rick and I having a great time, and you want to call in and be a part of it. It's 213-432-1090. We're giving away a handmade Anza fillet knife, and you can text the show via the app too.
Going to be a lot of fun. We heard during the break there a commercial for Tackle Day with Doug, and you know, get a chance to kind of talk about that. Tackle Day has been on our forefront for the last couple of days here at the shop. It's really coming up. So again, just like the ad said there, Saturday, November the 6th is Tackle Days. We're going to be doing a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. So we really encourage you to come down and hang out with us. A lot of fun, 7 to 9 right there in front of Fisherman's Landing. And we're going to be giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jims. frames. And when I say brand new, not just that they're new, but the actual brand new style of frame, you know, with that red lava lens. So that'll be really fun. And the event is just really shaping up great. You know, part of my gig is kind of corralling our seminar speakers and all the good stuff. And, man, we've got some really cool ones. Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid is going to be doing a seminar covering a long-range style big bluefin. So he'll be kind of going over gear and, you know, and the things that are getting guys bit while flat falling and knife jigging, and then how to deal with a big fish, you know, tackle and keep yourself comfortable, which will be really cool. One of the most highly attended and funnest seminars we do every year is Steve Carson from Pure Fishing. I mean, just what more do you say about him? Legendary guy in the business. And he kind of covers the name of his seminar is the five rigs you can't be without on a multi-day trip, like 3 to 10 days. And he kind of goes over the style of rods and reels and tackle and how to prepare for a 3 to 10 day trip. And then a brand new one, and this one I'm really looking forward to. Everybody that has been fishing those big bluefin, I'm sure at this point is familiar with that California flyer.
Dude, that thing is so real looking.
It's extremely realistic, artificial flying fish, and has just seen tremendous success. Well, the kind of pro team from California Flyer is going to do a seminar on Tackle Days, and they produce more than just that bait. They have their own line of kites. And all kinds of things. So they're going to be doing a seminar basically how that lure fishes. And then, you know, that will be not just California Flyer. You'll learn a lot fishing a frozen flyer and kite fishing and big bluefin in general. So good, just going to be a lot of fun. Big seminars, big raffle, all the money going to friends of Rollo and obviously all the major key tackle people in the, you know, the who's who of saltwater manufacturers being in the parking lot displaying their goods. So just a very fun day, Saturday, November the 6th at Fisherman's Line Tackle. It's Tackle Days. We're going to have a really good time.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really good good event. It draws a huge amount of people, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, the phones are getting packed up. Like Corey said, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning that handmade Anza knife, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump on the phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Corey and Rick. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Well, ran my boat over the island on Saturday for the lobster opener. Got all set up, and it's amazing how many more boats showed up and dropped traps all around me. You really have to figure out a good blinking system so you have a different color than everyone else. Luckily, I had green, and there was a red and a blue and all sorts of traps around. It went pretty well. I got five. Fishing game boarded me about 10:30 at night to make sure that mine were the right size and had a card filled out. But the lobsters are there crawling in 40 to 50 feet. So that's my report for Catalina. And then 2 weeks ago, I went on the Ranger 85 on a 2.5 day, and we didn't get a lot of big fish, but we limited out for the boat. We got a lot of fish, and my biggest was 56, and a lot of fun, and we got a real good operation over there. So thank you very much, and what a great show. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's cool, buddy. Yeah. Well, congrats, and I'm glad you had a good lobster trip. You know, certainly some nice ones, and, man, those Catalina bugs, there's nothing like them. They're just deep water, clean. I love it, man.
I forgot all about that, man. While I was gone, lobster season started.
Mike's little report reminded me of that, too. Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. And there has been some great fishing here. You know, I know you like... I used to be a huge hooper, and there has been some definitely season off to a fantastic start. Some really, really good scores.
Yeah. And the weather helps with that, too. I mean, a little bit of swell. Sure. And, you know, yeah, for sure.
And we got a little bit of that coming.
Right? Well, I mean, the calmer it is, the less likely they are to crawl. It's, you know, the cleaner the water, and they just hunker down, you know.
Is that just because they're getting pushed around? Is that because food is getting disturbed off the bottom? Like, what is it about adverse conditions that makes for better lobstering?
It's for the reasons they don't crawl during the day.
Okay.
Right? Okay, if they come out of their little cave or whatever it is they're hiding under, they're going to get eaten.
Okay.
Sheep head or whatever. Figure it out. Since they've been an inch long, if they were dumb enough to come out of that cave during the day, they were already eaten. Yeah. Right? So at night, even though it's nighttime, if the water is super clean, they just don't... They don't like to come out at all.
They're not as safe.
Especially if there's a little bit of moon.
Okay.
You know, if you have a period like you have the dark You have a full moon coming, but there's an hour or two of dark before the full.
Okay.
Hold on. Like, that's a really good time frame right there, because I know the moon's coming. And then when you get some swell and the water stirred up, that's where they have their cover. That's their cover of darkness. And
let their guard down a little bit.
They totally do.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I've even set the hoops an hour before dark with no bait, just the stink of what's been on the nets before. And had illegals in
there.
Come
on.
Seriously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, it's just they come out when it's stirred up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Think about it. I mean, that's when the fish can't see to eat.
So, sure.
Yeah, it's kind of opposite each other.
And, boy, I mean, a season off to a fantastic start, some really good fishing. And I will back up what Mike said. California Fish and Wildlife, for sure, very proud, very protective of their lobsters, as they should be.
As they should
so,
be. Yeah.
So, I don't, yeah, that, this isn't like a negative thing, but, man, make sure that you are squared away, because the odds of you being checked are, they're high. You know, I mean, there's a lot of the guys from the shop, Ray, that works in our shop, and a lot of the boys have been hitting it really hard. And, you know, Ray was saying, I think Ray's been 3 or 4 or 5 times already this season. He said he's been checked basically every night, but
yeah.
Which again, no problem. Just make sure your stuff is filled out and you're ready to go, and nothing wrong with it. No keeping questionable ones. If it's legal, keep it. If it's not, it goes back. And if
yeah,
you have to think about
can't.
It, you probably, you know, there's a reason you're having to think about it. Just chuck that thing back.
That's exactly it, Rick. I mean, that's it's really easy to measure them. You know, it's you know, if that thing slides over the back end. You know, I heard the show with Gilbert. Gilbert laid it out cleanly. You
yeah,
know, and that's. Do not even think about it, you know? Yeah, that thing slides over the back end, you know? Hey, a barely legal lobster is 1.25 pounds, period.
Right.
And wouldn't you rather have 1.5 pounds?
I like the way you think of that, exactly.
I mean, let's just throw it back out there and maybe get a 3-pounder.
And the cost for making that greedy mistake is very high. They
yeah.
are very, very proud of their bugs, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, don't even think about
yeah,
it.
No way. Well, hey, we had a fun text that come through that I wanted, and this was for Corey. Corey, did you fish Punta Norte when you were at Cedros? How were the conditions when you were there? Rich from Long Beach, and what was the hot ticket?
Yeah, man, at the Punta Norte, the north end there was... there's definitely some kelp through there. It's some of the good kelp, you know, from the lighthouse and going around. And it's beautiful. That was actually where we had some of our best bass fishing on the island. The last hour and a half of the trip was right there.
Oh, cool.
And in the morning, it was pretty treacherous, you know. I mean, there was a little bit of wind. And as it is, you get up to the lighthouse, okay, and then it starts to get real rough right there. Well, we, you know, idled our way around the north end and got on the other side. It actually happened to be a little bit of a lee on the weather side and fished down there and had fun. There were a lot of, it was crazy. It was really weird because there's a front coming, right? You would think that they would be biting. Like, if you're fishing freshwater, you'd be like, oh
yeah, they're going to get it in before the bad weather gets here.
Right. And it was so strange. It was the weirdest thing ever that I experienced. And I fished with Javier that day, and Javier's from the Sacramento area. And we had over 70 bites apiece, but only
Ooh.
One fish.
Come on.
It was the strangest thing ever. Seriously. He tried, like, as small as underspin and a 5-inch Viejos, and they would tag it. You would watch them come up and hit the weedless like it was going to be just down their throat, and they would grab it like a dog with a bone, like just grab it in the middle and let it go.
Wow.
It was
a trip.
Seriously, like... For 3 hours, we had minimal 70 bites apiece.
No kidding.
And then we climbed back up after a few hours, and we fished a little bit deeper and caught some fish. I actually hooked a nice black sea bass that I couldn't even budge. I mean, forget that one, right? And went back up around the north end, and we had that's where we had our phenomenal
okay.
fishing, was around the corner right there.
Cool.
And
you think that bite thing was like, is it an aggression thing? Like, we're not trying to eat, but just don't want this thing around. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Typically, I would tell you that you're drawn a reaction.
Uh-huh.
They cannot.
They got to do it. Got to
like,
do something.
Like with the weedless, there's the way you're working it. It's like working it from kelp stringer to kelp stringer, and it was so cool because I got to share that with like Virgil brought. They're from. Northern California, too, the San Francisco Bay Area, and they fish a little bit of fresh water, so they've seen it,
mm-hmm.
and same thing with Javier, and you're drawing a reaction, Okay, so it's like you speed it up from stringer to stringer,
right?
But you slow it down at times, and they would just come up and tag that thing. It was very, very strange. It's almost like when you go half-day fishing and you're throwing a sardine out and they just tag it and you smash it and kill it and let it be.
Yeah, okay.
Like you can't hook them.
Sure.
But we got around the north end and the wind was screaming like 20-plus.
Okay.
But it was flat. It was flat, but it was screaming down the edge.
Huh.
And so we were getting pushed through the kelp relatively fast. And they were smoking that thing. Like there were 3 to 10 fish in a wolf pack.
Yeah, and those ones wanted it.
Oh, it was down the throat.
And,
yeah.
And that distance you're talking, a mile, couple miles.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right. Like 2 miles, maybe. Yeah.
Same island, same everything, same, but just a little down, slightly different condition.
It could have been that pressure coming in.
Yeah.
Honestly,
okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's
I don't
cool,
know.
Man.
But you just. Those are the things that are the beauty of being on the ocean.
Totally.
You just never know what's going to happen.
And
enjoy it while it's there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, great text, man, and sounds like that Punta Norte was certainly a great one. And a
lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Good morning, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Corey. How you boys doing?
We're good, buddy. Really he's good. Down at Palmas this week with our big Palmas Fall Spectacular trip. And, yeah, Corey fresh back from Cedros. I'm going on the Shogun tomorrow. Life is good, man. We're cruising.
Yeah, you guys seem like you're having a good time fishing. Well, I fished yesterday at a local lake here called Sutton with my good buddy Harry Gualco. And we got a dozen largemouth and a lot of fun. Having a good time. And looking out the window here right now here on the – the Siusla River, the guy just hooked up to a salmon, and he's having a good time fighting it. But anyway,
that's cool, Cass.
Hey, the Southern Baja, you know, we're getting into that fall season, and still Dorado up there in Loreto. I talked to Danny Talamantes yesterday, and he said that there's still plenty of Dorado around, which is really unusual for the Dorado to be around here in October. And plus they're getting the yellowtail up at Punta Popito there. Pretty good yellowtail bite. You'll see those fish start moving down in closer to the city itself. Punta Popito is about a 30-mile run up to the north. And but otherwise, still plenty of Dorado around there, and the yellowtail are in, and it'll get better as we get into the winter months. We're moving down to La Paz, East Cape, that area. Still plenty of Dorado. A few striped marlin, a few blue marlin, and, of course, down there at San Jose del Cabo. Those local banks are just a short run out of the marina there at San Jose del Cabo, still getting some nice yellowfin tuna, 40, 50 pounds. None of the big ones that were here about a week, 10 days ago. But, you know, the boys are around, and I think they're going to probably come back and start hitting it pretty soon. But good tuna bite, good Dorado bite, and, of course, the billfish. And, of course, we got the big tournaments this month down in Cabo San Lucas, going after those blues and blacks. And then I finally got a report from Masavan, the Aries fleet there, reporting a good Dorado bite going on down there itself. Nice fish, you know, 10, 15, 20-pound fish, along with, you know, they've got their striped marlin bite and their sailfish bite going on down there. Otherwise, weather looks good all over that Southern Baja. Couple of, I think there's one little tropical storm down there they're keeping an eye on, and may turn into a hurricane, may not, and they're projecting if it does, it'll probably swing in there toward Puerto Vallarta and go inland. But let's hope it doesn't really generate too much and cause too much of a havoc like that last hurricane that went through Cabo. They're still cleaning up down there, according to Baja Bob there in La Playita. I guess they, you know, it's all been almost about a month since that last hurricane, and took them a while to get things cleaned up, but things are happening. They said a lot of people are in town now, starting that fall rush down into San Jose del Cabo. Anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip, Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America for those peacock bass, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right, Cass, great report. Sure appreciate that, as always. We will look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, man. Talk to you later.
Yes, man. Appreciate that very much. That's certainly some good fishing going on.
Right.
I dig
mean,
that.
Nothing better I can think of than being in some tropical weather right now.
yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Bob? Bob Kahn from Lakeside. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Just a couple of quick questions on the 8-day trip I'm taking in November. The boat has to stop in at Ensenada, I guess, for a check-in.
Right.
And also, what permits and how much does it cost for the trip to go to Guadalupe?
Sure. So I don't want to quote you exact cost because I don't want to give you wrong, but I'm sure that I'll get you close. So basically how the Guadalupe works is if the boat chooses to go there based on what the fishing's like, and usually that's a captain-made decision, you know, maybe the passengers are influenced as well. I don't know. Each boat, you know, kind of handles that a little bit differently. But the general cost is there is a fee for basically, it's like a permit access fee that we call it. And a lot of it just has to do with you clearing the customs in there. And that is a fee of about, close to a couple $100 that you will that everybody will be responsible for, and that's basically the check-in permit process fee. And then in addition to that, the permits are $75 per person per day. So they will kind of decide how many days they plan on fishing the island, and you can just extrapolate that out by $75. So you got a couple $100 to start, and then $75 per person per day. At least that's how it's working out, I know, on our trip. I would assume probably the same for the searcher. I know that we're going there tomorrow. That's definitely our plan. We're planning on doing 3 days at the island. So $75 per person per day, and then a couple $100 for the access fee. So that's what I would plan on. Again, every boat is, individual and different. So there may be a slight difference from one boat to another, but I would suspect they're all pretty close. Yeah,
it gets in the ballpark. And that's really, when you look at it, it's a very small fee for fishing in an incredible place on our coast here.
It's pretty spectacular. Yeah, that fishing's been really good. The check-in process too, Bob, it's very streamlined now. The boat comes in, there's nothing, you know, there, and it's not like it's not a very long process. You know, you go in, they tie up, they come on board, they check paperwork, they go back and forth, and away you go. So it's a pretty easy process. You said you're going in November?
Yeah, the November 8th through the 16th.
Excellent. Well, it has been some spectacular fishing. You know, obviously us going on this trip and trying to keep tabs on it. The one cool thing about this time of year is the sharks tend to back off as we get a little bit later in the season, and man, the guys are just hearing that. You know, the last few rounds of trips that have come back have seen a lot less significant shark losses, so that's something for you to look forward to. And then for whatever reason, I don't know if it was just the break from last year or these fish are particularly fired up or what, but the use of heavier line has been great this year. You know, sometimes Guadalupe, you know, it was synonymous with having to finesse up a bite on big fish. And, man, it's been a lot of heavy string this year. Lots of bites to be had on 80-pound. I mean, when a guy drops down, they're dropping to 60. You know, there are times there where you'd have to drop all the way down to 30 and 40 to get a bite. And, you know, the stealth rig right now is 60-pound and a 1-0. And when they're fired up and biting, there's bites on 80-pound and even 100-pound.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, big hooks, heavy line, lots of good fish. I think you're just in for a great one. November's such a good time to be down there. There are usually little to no shark pressure and some great, great fishing to
That's
be had.
That's crazy. Yeah, and Bob, thanks for the call, too. Hope you have a good time. And, Rick, here's a text that follows this up perfectly. Okay, it's Cheer in Cardiff, and he says, "Hey Rick, please share what tackle you're bringing on your Guadalupe trip, and what rods and fluorocarbon you're planning on using, and hooks, the size of the hooks."
So, well, that's fun, Cheer. I'm bringing in 40 through 100 pound, and so I have a 40 pound, a 50 pound, a 60, an 80, and a 100. So those are my rigs, and in addition, I'm bringing in the surface iron outfit. And although I don't really want to be that guy, but I'm not gonna lie, I'll probably have a separate yo-yo jig rod too. You could easily make your 50 pound rod also your yo-yo jig rod, but there's a possibility I'll have that. So a 40, a 50, a 60, an 80, and a 100. Those will all be live bait outfits, a surface iron, and a yo-yo. That's going to round out what I bring on the trip. As far as fluoro, I just match my bait size, so I'll have 40 through 100 pound. Hook size, I have anywhere from some small circle hooks. Like I really do like those Gamakatsu circles. I don't just say it for the radio show. That's what I fish. And I have them from 2s up to like a 6-0. And what I plan on using the most down there is like 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. I think that's what we'll probably do. I think that will cover what we do the most. A little bit of yo-yo jig, a little bit of surface iron. But Guadalupe is a live bait tuna fishery. I mean, that's just what we do there. You want to have a little bit of sinker for dropper loop fishing, maybe some sliding egg sinkers for fishing like a midwater yellowtail type thing. But Guadalupe is easy on the tackle pack. It's a good handful of hooks, some fluorocarbon when your top shots get burned off, and just fly line, live bait, fun fishing.
Sounds like so much fun.
I'm so pumped, dude. I'm so pumped. And I'm excited that they're biting that heavy line. I mean, obviously we never know what's going to happen until we get there. But for me, the rig that I'm hoping and planning on using the most is a Talca 20. It's full of 100-pound Max Quattro Spectra, an 80-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon top shot, and a CalStar 770 heavy rod. That's what I hope it will be the go-to, but we'll see when the trip gets here.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
All right. Hey, talk about fun. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. This is Rick and Corey, and it's your calls when we come back. It's on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookabout.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher's Port Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
Hey guys, this is Ali Hussein from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures are teaming up at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th. Just listen to these incredible specials only available at Tackle Day. Buy any three Gamakatsu items with at least a $30 value and receive a free G-Box 3200 RD box. Plus, you'll be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. Buy any Sea Falcon jig and receive a free Sea Falcon jig roll-up bag or a Sea Falcon hat. With a Sea Falcon jig purchase, you will also be entered into an hourly drawing with six winners per hour. For both promotions, you must be present to win and redeem your free item at the Gamakatsu booth with proof of purchase. In addition to getting great discounts on Gamakatsu hooks and Sea Falcon lures at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, you will get free goods and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Wow. All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick and I just having a good time talking on break there and just sharing the good times with you. And if you want to give us a call, it's 213-432-1090, giving away handmade Anza fillet knives.
So cool.
Couldn't be any more fitting, right?
Yeah, yeah, this is great. Anza knives, too. What more can we say about those guys? Great sponsor of the show, but more so, they just make a great product. Handmade, high-carbon steel knives. The high-carbon steel is a big deal, too. Like, those knives are very easy to sharpen, much easier to sharpen than a traditional stainless steel blade, and they hold that edge so well. High-carbon steel requires slightly more on the upkeep side, but I mean slightly. You know, when I'm done using an Anza knife, I just take a drop of olive oil and just run it across the blade before I put it back in the drawer. But like,
just to keep it from rusting.
Those knives stay sharp forever. It's crazy. You know, I was always a fillet Victorinox guy. You know, grew up working in the tackle store. That's what all the sport boats use. And man, that Anza knife is just it is a superior blade. They're really really cool. Cool. I like them.
And they're locally made. That's the cool part. San Diego County.
30 years, man.
I know.
Pretty cool. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump back into them.
Let's do it. How about Bruce? Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bruce.
What's up,
thanks,
Bruce.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Two things. 5 day in September or December on New Year's Eve special. What should I expect then, guys?
Wow.
So that trip has changed so much over the years. You know, the 5 day, the 5 day. You said it's the after Christmas trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that trip always was a rock cod trip, and it was great fishing. You know, reds and lings, and that was always what that trip did. And then, like as the years progressed, it became this phenomenal yo-yo jig yellowtail trip. And then, like, guys would almost start to be bummed that the yellowtail fishing was so good because they weren't spending as much time fishing reds. And then the Guadalupe fishing has been so phenomenal that there have been times when that trip just knocks the crud out of the big tuna at the loop. So I got to be honest with you, Bruce. I don't know what to tell you to expect. Other than you should have gear that is capable of doing all of those things. We'll get a better sense, obviously, as it gets closer to whether the Guadalupe tuna thing is an option for you. But that trip over the years has been anywhere from great red and lingcod fishing to really good yo-yo jig yellowtail fishing to huge scores of good yellowfins at the loop. So I would just say kind of stand by. Watch the reports, see what happens, you know, see what's happening in late November, early December. It's going to gauge how realistic your tuna option is or isn't. But if the last couple of years, you know, show anything, there have been some opportunities at some really good tuna fishing at the loop on that trip.
Oh, great. And my other question was about your lobster bait. I know it's secret with a lot of people, but if you wanted to divulge, you'd be all right.
there's no big secrets, really. I mean, what's your secret, Rick?
Me? I know. As far as I'm concerned, I think overwhelmingly the best bait is live sardine. I'm a fresh bait sardine guy, and that's what I like. I'm an Everingham Brothers sardine guy.
And I'll tell you, from years working with a bait company, I could go out there and I could, you know, for nothing load up an entire full bucket of sardine and chop it up, and that works extremely well. And the reason it works so well at that point, right, I'd get it for free, you know, a whole bucket. But anything will work.
I mean,
you can use mackerel, bonito, tuna, and it's kind of weird. It's like it's either super fresh or it's something that's super stinky.
Yeah,
so it's kind of, you got to go either way, and something in between doesn't necessarily work as good. you know, and that, like, I heard Gilbert talking about it too, and he was kind of along the lines of something fresher, you know.
I love the idea of preloading my traps, freezing them, having the bait part of it already done. Like, that's a
for a slow release.
Yeah, that's a messy, time-consuming part, you know, chopping bait, filling the tubes or the cages, and you know, and it's just not easy to keep the boat clean while you're doing it. It's one of those things that I love the idea of loading it and freezing it, but for me, I just don't think it fishes as good as fresh bait does. There's something about fresh bait that's a big deal, and I don't know that it makes a difference if it's mackerel or skipjack or bonita or whatever, but sardine I can go and I can get and I can chop it, and something about that fresh bait, man, that's it. And I like it chopped, you know. I like it kind of chopped up. I like to shove a mixture of like paste and chopped sardine chunks into my tubes, you know. That's what I like fishing.
And I used to use little containers and put you know holes in them and do it that way. And you could also do a little mash. So add fresh, but then have some of it mashed so that it kind of leaks out.
I like the idea of that.
It leaks out of the cracks. Nothing can really grab any of it except for a smelt or something like that. Like, there's nothing for the lobster to grab, except there's particulate going through the water that just dries
there.
Oh, it drives them nuts. Seriously.
My bait containers back in the day were always peanut butter jars.
Exactly.
I used to always get peanut butter and drill the holes in them, but now I love those Promar containers.
Yeah,
it's just a Gucci version of the same thing. You know, it's got the holes, it's sea lion proof, it's got the clip, so it clips right onto the side. I'm a big fan of those things.
Yeah, it works well for sure.
Bruce, appreciate the phone call very, very much, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Let's jump back into it. How about John? John from Escondido. Good morning, John. We appreciate you joining us.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
It was good seeing you, Rick, earlier in the week. And, you know, thank you always for you guys in the shop for making it easy. I got a big trip coming up in February. And just how you break it down and make things so easy for get a Wahoo rig set up or whatever the case may be and stuff like that. So thanks again for you guys in the shop and everything. Let me come in there and fish out for Tackle Day.
We had a great time with you, buddy. It's our pleasure. Yeah, big. I know you said you got a big long-range trip going on the RP, so we're stoked for you.
Yeah, excellent, yes. So thank you guys very much. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate the phone call very much. And, yeah, our pleasure for sure. Going to be a fun one for Tackle Days. Had a good text came through, Corey, that I wanted. And this was from Greg in Idaho. Corey, this is like a throwback. I'm sure you saw this one. Corey, can you elaborate on your fishing at El Dorado Park as a kid? I fished there as a kid, too, catching bass and bluegill and crappie. And he wants to know, did you ever fish the Nature Center?
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, Greg in Idaho, man. Yeah, those were the good old days, you know, fishing El Dorado Park. It's still good. I mean, it's still a fun place to fish. I know the boys still catch nice bass and stuff there. And did I ever fish the Nature Center? You're incriminating me here,
okay,
man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that, I mean, we snuck in there once or twice, honestly. I mean, but that you quickly learn it's not the right thing to do.
Got that fine. perfect answer.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
Seaky Keeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Sea Keeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Sea Keeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Sea Keeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Sea Keeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Sea Keeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Sea Keeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Sea Keeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and make driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.